Parshas Miketz Beis Tfila Tofshin Ein Hei. So Yosef is taken out of the prison. Paro has had a dream, two dreams. Paro wishes to know the solution to the dreams, and Yosef has been offered the opportunity to explain the dreams. And Yosef explains, it's referring to the years of abundance followed by years of famine. It's going to happen quickly. That's why the dream is repeated twice. And then Yosef throws a pitch and says, Yosef, in Perek Mem Hei Mem Aleph Pasuk Lamed Gimel, V'ato Yireb Faroi Ish Novoin V'chocham V'yashiseu Al Eretz Mitzrayim. Now that we understand the message that there's going to be a famine, appoint a person who's a Novoin and a Chocham, a wise person, to be in charge of Mitzrayim, and he will store the food for the years of abundance to keep for the years of famine. The question is, once we've already accepted the dream, once we've agreed the dream is referring to years of abundance versus years of famine, once we know that, do you really need to be an ish novoin for chacham to store the food away? Correct. To interpret the dreams, fine. You need to be a chacham to understand. But once we accept the reality, what's going to happen? That it's going to be years of abundance followed by years of famine. So isn't it 2 + 2 = 4? Isn't this common sense that you should store the food? Do you really have to be an ish novoin v'chacham? Is that really necessary to store the food away? It's pretty obvious. Aaron Mordechai.
It may be obvious on paper, but you see the mindset doesn't happen.
Oh, very good. So I saw in the Sefer Megid Yosef, he points out, Chazal say, Eizu chacham ha'royes ha'noilad. What's the definition of a wise man? A person who can see what will be, the noilad, what will be born. And the question is, does he really see it? He knows it. A person knows what will be. Everyone knows that today, Erev Hanukkah, to travel to Yerushalayim, there's going to be heavy traffic. I know it. Because the Chacham Royes the noilad. He's Roya, he knows the Noilad. Why is it called Chacham Roya the Noilad? The answer is, as what Mordechai is trying to say, a fool also knows the Noilad. He also knows. But a fool, he disconnects from his knowledge. He doesn't act upon his knowledge. The fool also knows there's going to be heavy traffic, but he still leaves at last minute. Why? Because he doesn't live it. The Chacham sees it. His knowledge is seeing. Therefore he acts accordingly. It's a level of knowledge. It's a level so intense that as if he sees it. The Chacham royas hanoilat, and therefore he will act. The fool knows, but he still lacks and lazy. The pasuk says, "Chacham einov bereishai." The pasuk in Koheles, "Chacham," or maybe Mishlei, "Chacham einov bereishai." His eyes are in his head. Is there any way else where eyes are? In his back, in his feet, in his arms. Of course, his eyes are in his head. No, what it means is, His head means his brains, his moch, his mind. Chacham einav bereshai. His eyes, where are his eyes? Where his head is. Therefore, what his head understands, he sees it. And therefore, he acts accordingly. Chacham einav bereshai. Therefore, says Yosef to Paroi, it's true we've accepted the dream. We know there's going to be a year's abundance, and therefore we should need to store food away for the years of famine. But a regular person doesn't act upon that. If he has all the abundance with him, his knowledge that he knows there will be a famine is too vague. He's disconnected from it. He won't act upon it. But the Chacham, Ish Novain the Chacham, he's a Chacham Arayas Anoilat. He sees it. He sees the famine in front of his eyes. Therefore, he will act accordingly and he will store things away. And that's a message for us. We should all be Chachomim. And it's not enough that we know things. Everyone knows there's Olam Haba. Everyone knows there's Tchar V'Oinesh. But it's not enough to get us going, to doing the right things. But Chacham Royas Anoilat, to see it, oh, that will make you Chacham, then we'll act accordingly. That's the Koyach HaMusar. When we learn Musar, you see the Schar V'Oinesh. And therefore, that will help us act accordingly. We continue into the story unfolding with the brothers coming to Mitzrayim and meeting Yosef. And Yosef, they get accused of being spies. And they come to a moment where the brothers say the following. In Perek Mem Beis, Pasuk Chof Aleph, Vayomru Ish El Achiv, Aval Ashemim Anachnu Al Achinu. They've been accused of being spies, which wasn't true. They weren't coming to spy the land, yet they're being accused. So they say, we are responsible. Asheroinu Tzoras Nafshoi. This must be a punishment from Shamayim, because we saw our brothers, our brother, when he begged for his life, Eleinu Veloy Shamanu, we didn't listen to him. Al Kein Bo Eleinu Asorazois. So the brothers understand that they did something wrong. They understand they're being punished. But what do they explain? It's because we didn't have mercy on our brother, on Yosef, when he begged for his life. Why were they cruel? Says the Sforno. The brothers, they thought he was a Roidef. They saw Yosef was a Roidef. Why is he a Roidef? Because he's saying bad things to Yaakov. Yaakov may cut them off. Yaakov may curse them. Rachel died to Rachel's curse, to Yaakov's curse. Therefore, they paskin he has a din of a Roidef. And therefore, therefore he deserved to die. But we're still, even a Roidef who begs for his life, can have mercy. And therefore, we're punished. We're not having mercy on him. The next pasuk says, "Vayan Reuven oislam neymar." Reuven says back to them, "Halo malti aleichem neymar, al techtu vayelid. I told you not to sin with the child, with the yelid. V'loy shamatem, v'gam domai hinei nidrash." Says Reuven to them, "I told you not to do that, and now his blood is being nidrash." Being charged from us. What's the point? Why cry over spilt milk? What's the purpose of Reuven just spiking, hitting them with a stick? Say, I told you. What's it going to help? What was. They have regret. What's the point of saying, well, why didn't you listen to me? That was 20. It was 22 years ago. Mein afkemina. says the Sforno, it was very important what Reuven said. Because Reuven's telling them, you're missing the boat. The brothers are acknowledging to sin. But what sin are they acknowledging to? Cruelty. They don't yet think they did wrong. They still think they did right. The psak was correct, he was a reitef. We are at fault for being cruel. We could have still had mercy on him. But we're still right. Says Reuven, no you're not. I told you. Al techtu b'yeled. You think he was a reitef. He wasn't, he was a yeled. You went overboard. True, he did what he did. But he wasn't trying to kill you. He wasn't trying to hurt you. He was a yeled. He wasn't fully responsible for his actions. Says the Sforno. Al techtu b'yeled. He wasn't trying to kill you like you thought he was doing. The chet that we've been charged for now is not the achzorios bilvad like you think. Reuben's telling them, We're not telling history. You're missing the boat. Your whole psak din was wrong. He wasn't a reitef. You thought he was a reitef. He was a yeled. And therefore, you have to acknowledge your sin. You're not being punished for the cruelty only. The whole thing was a mistake. That's what's happening over here. And eventually, later on, at the end of the parasha, when Yosef implants the gavia in Binyamin's sack, and now all the brothers come, and Yehuda says, "Vayomer Yehuda, ma noima, ma nadaber, ma nitzadok, Elokim matzah es avayin avodecha." Here they recognize they've done a false sin they've done, and they recognize that that's what they're being punished for. So we have something's changed. Things have changed. For 22 years, the brothers they're still thinking that they're right. Now things are changing. In stages, initially they just think I'm ashamed anachnu for our cruelty, and then they recognize through Reuven's discussion with them, they recognize that the whole thing was a mistake. Ask Rabbi Eliyahu Lopian. Rabbi Eliyahu Lopian from the Lev Eliyahu. He says, I don't know why. What changed? What was happening for 22 years? First, we have to realize we're talking about Shiftei Kor. And even though the Torah testifies to us in last week's parasha, it says, Vayisnu'u Oisai, Vayikanu Bayechov. It's true that the Torah tells us that they hated him and they were jealous of him. We must realize that this is called dak minadak ataloniv dak. It's only in a very, very slight point, a small point, that only the Torah could testify to us. They were not aware of what was going on. They thought that they were justified. They thought that bedin they could hate him and bedin they could be kind of him. And therefore, what happened? They did what they did. They paskened. He has a dinner of Reidev. They paskened. We need to kill him. They sat down. They et lechem. And they come home, and they see Yaakov in tremendous tsar, as the pasuk says, "Vayikra Yaakov sim loisov, v'yosem sakle b'masnov, v'yisabel abno yomim rabim." Yaakov has tremendous tsar. He refuses to be consoled. The reason being because you can't. The gzera of shichacha, says Rashi on the spot. Gzera shichacha on a mace. There's a chesed Hashem when a person dies, as difficult as it is But with time, there's a gzera shichacha. We forget about him. Otherwise, we will not be able to function. Life has to carry on, as difficult as it is. There's a gzera shichacha. It's a chesed Hashem. Hashem does that we forget about dead people. Otherwise, ain't a dover safe. It's a chesed. But that's only true for a dead person. For a living person, there's no such gzera. And therefore, Yaakov was Yemoinis Nochem. And Vayomer, says Yaakov, Vayomer, Ered El Bni Ovel Sho'ila. I'm going to go down to Ovel Sho'ila, means, says Rashi, Gehenna. Because Yaakov had a Mesorah, Yaakov had been told, if none of his sons will die in his lifetime, he will go to Gan Eden. And if now he's been told that his son has died, therefore he's going to go to Gehenna. So Yaakov was in tremendous mourning. And what happens? Vayevka so'oviv, Yitzchak is crying with him, but not, he's not Miss Abel, because Yitzchak knows he's alive. Why didn't Yitzchak tell him? Because says Rashi over there in Pasuk, Perg Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, because they made a cherem. Whoever will tell Yaakov the truth will be benidui, and they'll meshatef HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell Yaakov, because there was the cherem. He accepted the cherem, and therefore Yitzchak said, if Hashem didn't tell him, how could I tell him? So therefore no one told him. So the brothers, they see their father in tremendous agony, nothing doing. They're still sure of their way. They see that Yitzchak is also accepting what they did, but he doesn't tell Yaakov. They see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kind of accepting what they did. And Yaakov Avinu, every Yom Kippur, can you imagine the Yom Kippur of Yaakov Avinu? And Yaakov Avinu is crying because he's Yomayin Isnachem. He's sure he's going to Gehenna. And can you imagine he's crying? And the brothers are there, Shiftei Ka, and nothing. Garnished. We're absolutely correct. Were they to recognize that they did wrong, they would go and amend what they did. But they didn't. They were still absolutely sure that what they did was correct. For 22 years, even though they see their father in such pain, they're still sure of their ways. It's true, they took Yehuda down from his doula. We shouldn't have hurt our father so much. But still they had no remorse for what they actually did. Because it was done kedin, they paskin, they were based in, there was Sanhedrin, they paskin, he needed to die. No? So that's the case. As manishtano. Okay? So why, indeed, what changed then? Manishtano alayla azeh. So what happened now? We come to Mitzrayim. If you've been so sure of your ways for 22 years, you're convinced you were right. As what happened? Why is it now they're saying, Hashemim anachnu, we're at fault? Makara, manishtana. Lishitoschem, what changed? And eventually they accept that the whole thing was a mistake. Manishtano? What changed? If you're right, it's the other safe. So stay there. Still continue to hold your right. What changed? Says the Bele Lopian. The Gemara says in Brachas that Kol Shakodesh Baruch Hu Chofetz Boy, a person who's loved by Hashem, Medakoi Bi Yisurin. Hashem gives him Yisurin. Says in the Gemara in Brachas Dafei, Neema Bris B'Melach, Veneema Bris Bi Yisurin. Ma Bris Hamor B'Melach, Melach Mematekes Es Abosor. Salt makes the meat sweet. I mean, it doesn't mean sweet, it means tasty. Af bris hamor b'yisurin, yisurin memarkim avenoisav shal adam. Yisurin have the power to clean and to scrub off person's avenois, sins. There's a ma'ilekot yisurin. What happens when we have yisurin? The yisurin clear the chet of a person, and then a person sees differently. He gets cleaned, now his mind can see things in a clear way. Till now it was dirty, his lenses were dirty with filth. The Yisurin come and scrape them off. Now he can see with a clear vision. What happened now was the brothers, because of Yosef, were going through tremendous turmoil, tremendous pain. They're coming innocently to buy food, and now they're being accused by the head of Mitzrayim of being Meraglim. What a pachad! It's so wild. This Yisurin was mechaper, took some of the oven off. Now they can see things differently. Now they can see things with a clear vision. It was with stages. Initially they're willing to acknowledge, you know what? We were achzorim. We now see Midah connected Midah. He's been cruel to us because we were cruel to Yosef. Eventually they see the whole thing was a mistake. It was an ovah in all that we did. This is the might of Yisurin. So of course the person should not be asking for Yisurin, but when they come, the person has to know it's for our good. Because Yisurin, the Mamarkim of an Yisrael Adam, and then a person can have a proper perspective to life. But may I add, what really happened was, they accused him of being a Raidef. But who was the real Raidef? Who was the real Raidef? They were. Punk Faket. He wasn't trying to kill them, but they wanted to kill him. In fact, they were the right thing. Exact opposite to what they were thinking. Again, we're discussing Dak Min Adak at Shaloni Dak. But still, it's a message for us that maybe things that we're completely sure about. But maybe, because we don't have the real perspective, maybe we also have a dirty vision that makes us see things wrong. So a person has to always check himself, double check himself. The brothers go back home and they tell Yaakov, Shimon's not with us and we need to bring Binyamin down. Initially Yaakov refuses, but when the food runs out, the food supplies run out, then Yaakov says, Tov, you have to go and bring him. And it's very interesting what Yaakov says. Perek Mem Gimel, Pasuk Beis, Vayikasher Kilu Lechol Es Hashever Asheviu Mitzrayim. When the food supply runs out, Vayomer Lehem Avinu Aviem, Shuvu Shivu Lonu Maat Oichel. Go and bring a bit of food. Very, very beautiful pasuk. Yaakov Avinu is in Canaan. His sons are going to go make the whole trek to Mitzrayim to bring food. So tell your sons to bring food. What does Yaakov actually say? Shuvu shivu lanu ma'at oichel. Bring a bit of food. If we nowadays we would say, buy as much as you can, stock up. Yaakov, no. Now we need a bit, bring a bit. Bit, let's pick. Don't have to buy a lot. Just buy a bit. Completely different hashkafa that we have. We live in the world of abundance. But Yaakov, a bit. A bit of wobi afterwards. Wasn't Yaakov's worry. Right? Right. So you could buy that exactly. Why is it going to... Adrabah, you're enforcing the question. He could have brought a lot. He had lots of money. He could have brought a lot. But he said, no, go and buy a bit. A bit. Right? And yet Yaakov said, right now my status is to make sure I have, in the near future, I need to look after my food. Make sure I have food. What will be a month down the road, a year down the road, that he wasn't concerned about right now. For Yaakov's level, that wasn't his status, chiyuv status. It's ma'at oichel. Mara says, whoever has food for the day and is worried about what will be for tomorrow is a ktani amona. So Mara says, that's why by the man. The man, they only had food for that day. Tomorrow? Who knows? They had no guarantee for tomorrow. They couldn't keep the man for the next day. This is a level of bitachon. Anyway, so Yaakov says, go down to Mitzrayim, bring him some presents. And what happened? They had this money that was implanted in their sack. When they went down the first time and they brought the food up, they found all this, the money had been given back to them. Says Yaakov, the kesef mishneh kru biyotchem v'sa kesef amusha b'fiyam tochiseichem toshivu v'yetchem ulay mishkehu. Says Yaakov, the money that you was given back to you, take it back in your hands. The kesef amushav toshivu v'yetchem, bring it back in your hands. Ulay mishkehu. Extra words. Why bring it back in our hands? We'll take it back to Mitzrayim. Put it in our bag. Why in our hands? Says the Briskerov. Says the Briskerov. The Gemara, the Pasuk said later on, when they come back, when Yosef accuses them of stealing the Gaviyah, they say in Perek Mem Dalet Pasuk Ches, "Hein kesef asher matzanu b'fiyam techoseinu, heshivoinu alecha me'eretz Kanaan." The money that was given to us, we brought back to you from Eretz Kanaan. Ve'ich niknoi mibeis adunecho kesef azov. How could you accuse of stealing from your home? If the money we bring back from Eretz Canaan to bring back to you, how could you accuse us of stealing from your home? Says Rashi, this is one of the Asara Kal V'Chomers in the Torah. It's a Kal V'Chomer. What's the Kal V'Chomer? There's some numbers happening over here. What's the Kal V'Chomer? The Kal V'Chomer is as following. In Shulchan Aruch, in Choshe Mishpat, Reis Samach Vav Sifalet, we Paskin, Avedas Akum Muteres. Avedas Akum is Muter. No? So therefore, at Pi Din, we could have kept the money. They viewed power as, they viewed Yosef as a goy. As far as they were concerned, he was a goy. And therefore, Avedas Akum is Muter. Therefore, with the money we could keep for ourselves, it's an Aveda. Not for us. We wanted to give it back. So therefore, if we gave back an Aveda that at Pi Din we could keep for ourselves, how could we steal? Because some people don't want to know about this. But the halacha is in Rambam, Hilchos Zeilah, Perek Aleph, halacha Beis. Zeilah's akum is asur, matter. People think, oh, it's a goy. Because of the law. Zeilah's akum is asur, matter. Not as a steal from a goy. So therefore, what's the Kal V'Chomer? If the Aveda, which Api Din, we can keep for ourselves, we brought it back, so how could you choose it as stealing? Stealing is there, it's definitely also for us. If even our Veda we bring back to our Pidim we can keep for ourselves, for sure we're not going to go and steal your Gaviyah. Very nice. The problem is it mutter to give an Aveda back to a Goy? If you find an Aveda of a Goy, are you allowed to give it back? Are you allowed to give it back? Let's see. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Hamachzir avedas goy hareiz oiva avera. There's an avera to give a goy back an aveda. You see, you find an aveda and says on it, John Paul, whoever. It's also to give it back. Why is it asa? Says the Shulchan Aruch from the Rambam. You're helping him, giving him his money. It's asa, give it back. Says the Beragoyla in the Shulchan Aruch says, well, let's talk about the Akum of Zman HaGemara, but not the goyim we have who believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and believe in Hashem. That's the Beragoyla says. Anyway, no, so Eibazoy, if so, so it's also giving back to give the Aveda back. So why were they giving back the Aveda? We just discovered that it's also to give an Aveda back to the goy, and right, and they are using the fact that it's Aveda Zakum. So if it's Aveda Zakum, so you're not allowed to give it back. Why did he give it back? The Teretz is, as the Shulchan Aruch says, but imichziru lekadesh es Hashem. If you want to give the goy back to Aveda to increase Kvod Shamayim, tish yifaru es Yisrael, so the goyim will praise Yisrael. Ve'yedu sheim bale emuna, harei ze meshubach. It's a very good thing to do to give an Aveda back, which it will create Kiddush Hashem. A South African Jew in my Daf Yomi told me he once bought this huge supermarket. He made a purchase and checked the receipt, and the girl had forgotten to charge him for one of the items. He bought 25 items, but he had 26. There was a whole item he wasn't charged for. What? Yeah, she didn't charge him for one of the items. I don't know what I said. Anyway, so he went back and said, you know, I want to pay for this item. And she couldn't believe it. You came back? You passed through, you're out the shop. She could not believe it. And she, you know, and he had to go all the way up to the manager of the store, and they said never happened before. Never did anyone come back with an item that we hadn't charged and it would come back to pay. That's a Kiddush Hashem. So therefore, that's a Dovah Meshubach to create Kiddush Hashem. So therefore, the whole purpose was, why are they giving back for Kiddush Hashem? Says the Brisker Rav. Oh, that's why. Says Yaakov, where are you going to hold the money? B'yedchem, in your hands, so everyone can see. Because the whole purpose to give it back is Kiddush Hashem. No, the more the better. The more people will see that you're bringing the money back, the better. And what's the message to us? If we see that a Jew goes and gives money back, that's called Kiddush Hashem. So when the headlines are that Yankele is in prison for swindling, and Moishele is being caught frauding taxes, that's not a Kiddush Hashem. That's the opposite of a Kiddush Hashem. It's the message people think. It's playing with fire. Playing with fire. And it's also in Shulchan Aruch, Mokim Chil Hashem, it's also to take Aveda Zakum. We have to know, we have to be careful. The cameras are on us. What other people can do doesn't mean we can do as well. Finish up one point on Hanukkah. Chazal tell us, Medrash in Bereishis on the pasuk, Va'aretz Haisa Toyu Uvayu V'Choshech Al Pnei Tahoim. The second pasuk in the Torah. It says the Medrash, this is referring to the four Malchiyos. Toyu is referring to Bavel, and Voyu is referring to Modai, the Choshech. What is darkness describing? The Golus Yavon. What's so bad about Golus Yavon? Says the Medrash, picks out one example. The example that makes Golus Yavon so dark. Shichshichai name shel Yisrael b'gzer Yosel. They made the Jewish eyes dark. Shoyso Meres Lehem. Because they told the Jews, Kisvu al keren ashor, inscribe, write on the horns of the shore, she'ein lechem chelek b'Elokei Yisrael. You have no part in Hashem. What's the idea? This is it. This is the example the Medrash takes. The keren ashor. It doesn't take all the gzeiros on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and all the rest of the gzeiros that wasn't mentioned. It's the keren ashor. What is unique? What is the symbolism of keren ashor? Says Rashi. There's Rashi on the Medrash. What they were telling them was keren ashor was referring to chet ha'egel. And what they were saying was, come on, you fakers! You're a bunch of fakers. Why? Because true, you said Naaseh v'Nishma. But what happened straight afterwards? Chet ha'egel. That means you're not really sincere to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You guys got stuck. You took upon yourselves Keter Mitzvahs. You guys are stuck. Nebuch. So therefore, we are going to help you. How are we going to help you? We're going to make zeros on you. What's going to happen? It reminds us of the case of Yossi, who was walking with Paul, and they passed by a restaurant, Bos of Cholov, Treif Chazir, and the smell coming out of the restaurant is unbelievable, and Yossi's mouth is watering. It's not a word. He's completely, he's all oozing out. He has such a, the smell is so enticing for him. But what can he do? Nebuch, Bos of Cholov. And Treif Chazir says the Yossi to his friend Paul, please, I have a favor. I'm a good friend, right? Mach me a toivo, chpet a toivo. I beg of you a favor. Take a gun, point it to my head, and tell me, if you don't eat it, I'll kill you. And then it comes pikuach nefesh, and I can eat it. Gewaldik. Please, do me a favor, do it. So the Yevanim thought that Am Yisrael is stuck. So you know, we'll make zeros. Then it becomes then the onus, and then besimcha adrab. Now the potter, great, good riddance. But what happens? The exact opposite happens. They make zeros. Am Yisrael woke up, and he went to fight. Why? Because really, Ritzoneinu Naaseh Ritzonecha. We really want to do Hashem's will. Just we have a Yetzirah. We have a Yetzirah that gets in our way. And that's what we say. We say in our tefillah. Lashkicham toirasecha ulaviram michukei rotzonecha. What was the gzeira? Hashkikom Torah Secho, Hashem's Torah. It's not the Jewish Torah. It's Chukei Ratzon Necho. It's Hashem's Ratzon, not the Jewish Ratzon. What happened? It came from Fakir. It was Atam Rachamecha Rabim Amato Lem Beit Tzorasom. It became their Tzora. Raptus Rivam Dantas Dinom and Kantas Nikmosom. The Jewish people got up and said, no, this is what we want. We want to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's our fight, it's our battle. But the Yevamim thought it was Keren Ashor, that you guys are Chet Egel next. We showed them, Adrava, this is what we want. We don't want leniencies, we don't want Xeris, we're not looking for a tour. We're not trying. The Tariq mitzvahs are not 613 problems, they're 613 opportunities to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we want. And even though Shem and Hutra B'tzibur, as the Pnei Yeshua asked, they didn't need the snakes, but Am Yisrael, we're not looking for leniencies. We want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do things right. We should be Zeicher B'zad Hashem, that indeed the Hanukkah light should light up the darkness, and we should all B'simcha become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be able to Zeicher to fulfill His ways. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos and a good Hanukkah. Shalom Aleichem. Hi. You were here last year? You were here, Moshe? It was some time ago. Some time ago.
Very nice. Welcome back. You have children here?
Yes. Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. That's enough.
Thank you.
Where are you from?
You know my brother.
Are you fresh? I'm fresh. Oh, cool. I remember. It was some time ago. Only 6 weeks ago?
No, it was last year. Right? I was here 6 weeks ago. Maybe gone this year. I don't remember anymore.
Actually, maybe right. Yeah. That's why you're fresh. That's right. Thank you for coming.
Very good. I'll repeat over whatever I remember.
You what?
I'll repeat over on Shabbos whatever.
Sure. Peace.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Enjoy your stay.
Thank you. It's an awesome wine.